Hello, dear listeners. I hope you're hearing me loud and clear. So the idea for this episode has been floating around in my head for a while. The cause for this idea to sprout inside my head was an incident I witnessed while on my commute. Whether you're going to find this incident funny, tragic, or a little bit of both is going to depend on your life's perspective. So let me paint the picture. I was going home to see my parents. One major stop on my route is Utrecht Central Station. As far as I know, it's the biggest station we have in the Netherlands. Thousands upon thousands of people pass me by as I regularly cross those halls to get to the trains and buses. Thousands upon thousands of people who live lives as detailed and rich as mine, who made a chain of choices that led them to cross paths with me for only 1 second before leaving my sight and my life, possibly forever. That thought alone, which can be partially labeled as Sonder, it's a term from the Dictionary of Obscure Sorrows, look it up. That thought alone can seriously occupy your mind if you're prone to philosophize like I am. But as I was crossing this giant gray hallway with its wavy ceiling, giant pillars, and plenty of shops, one stranger, who quite possibly will remain an obscure extra in the movie that is my life, caught my eye. Why did this stranger catch my attention? Well, it's hard to remain under the radar if you're drunk. It's harder still if you're drunk, homeless, and in public. It's impossible if you're drunk, homeless, and being escorted off the premise by police as your ass is showing. As the homeless drunkard was forcibly removed from the station, the elastic band inside the drunkard's pants lost their battle against constant use and abuse and gave way. Because of this, with each step the homeless man was forced to take, his pants fell lower and lower, until two full moons shone on the eyes of hundreds of people. Now, my eyes may have been playing tricks on me, but it also looked as if this man was soiling himself, as the police officers were probably wondering why it had to be them to deal with this hobo. Now, if it sounds as if I am making fun of a man that is homeless, drunk, and probably in some serious need of help, you're right. It does sound like that. And in fairness, the whole scene got an amused chuckle out of me, but soon enough, luckily, and my compassion took over. I looked past the drunk homeless man and around him. I saw people looking on with bewilderment. I saw others look on with shock. I saw some look on with amusement, but the vast majority of people... the vast majority of people just walked on. Didn't even look. Didn't even care. Now, of course, it could also be the case that the majority didn't want to make that poor man feel like a laughingstock or a freak show by standing still and gawking at him, and if that was the case, I highly respect that. The drunkard's actions may not show a lot of dignity, but some of that dignity could at least be spared if others just pay no mind. But as I myself resumed my commute, this whole event kept replaying in my head, and the humor I felt in the beginning quickly faded. Instead, I felt sorrowful. It made me think about the paths we all take, the paths that lead us to wherever we might need to be. Now, I'm not saying that the homeless man had to be homeless due to his life choices. I don't think fate has ordained this man to stand out in public with his cheeks out. What I do think is that if this man was warned against making certain life choices and was offered a helping hand, but refused to heed the warnings and pushed away the helping hand, then all this is on this man, and this man alone. But if he tried, if he told the world he needed help, if he held his hand high, hoping to be lifted up from the darkness that was overtaking him, and if he was only met with an uncaring silence, then this man's fate, it's on us. It's on me. Now, we ain't like Jesus. We can't just abandon whatever we got going on in our own lives to help somebody we don't even know. Saying you want to help and actually being able to do so are two different things. And I also know that it's hard to help someone if your paths never cross. But I hope for myself that if I ever come across somebody who is about to drown into the dark, that I can be that helping hand. Or I hope that I can at least buy them a damn belt. Thanks for listening. See y'all later.